Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That right there is Bubba Gumpino.
Hell yeah.
Gumpy, Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Hey.
Yo.
Marco Gonzalez almost pulled off a wonder class last night.
Was that last night?
My friend.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I don't know. Walks the eight hole. 0-0, bottom of five.
Yep.
Walks the eight hole. Pitcher bunts. Guy on second. Gets an out. Two outs. Two-run bomb. I mean, I was hanging by it. I was watching that game. I mean, it's one of those games you go, oh, man, if this hits, I mean, this is just a beautiful, beautiful bet.
Plus the 1.5.
Plus 1.5. It was right there for the taking.
What'd you end up going last night?
4-3.
That's not a bad night.
Kind of been like 50-50 all week, really.
Yeah, I went 3-1. Lost fucking Marlins.
Yeah, that was a bad... I didn't feel great about that bet at
Rogers
all.
Rogers did his job. I mean, gave up two.
The Marlins stink, dude. They're a very, very bad team.
Hey, Bucco's plus half was never a doubt.
No.
Cincy, we both had.
Yeah, Reds was good.
A's. Did we have the A's earlier in the day?
I was on the A's. I think you were on a first inning draw.
Oh, yeah, that happened. KC beat the Brewers. KC's beating the Brewers right now. I'll be honest. I laid the half with the Brewers today. Lauer has been incredible, and he's not that he's been terrible today, but 2-0 Brewers. Once again, Brewers can't hit.
Nah.
Nats beat the, that was last night. Nola lost. Aaron Nola lost.
You don't say. I mean, that Yankees might be getting hot here.
Tampa beat Mean John Means. Sorry.
Orioles had guys on, man. They could have. They had guys on the bags every inning.
Tigers are hot. Tigers are very hot. Astros, they came through. Braves won. Sox, blowout.
Sox?
White Sox.
Oh, yeah. White Sox, yeah. I was on that. Yeah, Keuchel.
Yeah, you were.
Yep.
And I couldn't figure out why I didn't take him.
Me neither.
Turns out I should have.
Same reason I didn't take
the
Mets.
Turns out I should have.
Same reason I didn't take the Mets today.
Fucking Cubs scored 6 in the 9th inning to beat the Cards. Yikes.
Every time I bet on Stroman, though, something happens.
Plus a half blind bet and the Giants happened. Came home.
Yeah, I'm going again tonight, Tony. Rally the troops.
Let's get into it. Well, hey, call the money line. I believe Bruce is back there. It's rolling 1-833-462-2333. Call the money line.
That was awesome.
1-833-462-2333. I was on the Mets earlier today. They are covering. They covered.
Yeah, it's over.
Covered, sorry. I'm on the Brewers right now.
They stink.
Not looking good.
Nah.
It's 2-0 Royals. Middle of 4, so.
Mike Minor's dealing. There's no stopping him. That gets going.
Is that who's on the mound?
You don't get to Mike Minor
no,
early.
No, it's not Minor.
You don't get to Mike today. Minor early.
Don't fuck. It's not Minor.
Who is it?
Brad Keller.
Oh, if you don't get to Brad Keller early.
Brad Keller has stunk. That's why I laid the half.
I watched Brad Keller live. That guy finds a way to find bats.
Made a defense player of the year bet earlier today. Plus 9,000 on Fred Warner. Him just getting paid today reminded me of Fred Warner. Was a first team all-pro middle linebacker, and you're getting plus 9,000. Is he going to win? Probably not, but you put 25 down, you win almost $2,300.
It's an all-time sprinkle.
It's a sprinky.
It's an all-time sprinkle.
I also sprinkled Buda Baker, and I think that was because of Mitt.
Yeah, I'm going to sprinkle that a little 10 for 900.
And I also sprinkled Brian Burns because of...
Double B.
Because of Darius. Yeah. Got a couple sprinkles out there for Defensive Player of the Year.
Brian Burns.
Yeah, DN for Carolina, who I believe was like on a tear last year. Might have got hurt. I mean, I think Carolina's going to have to win some games, which I'm a little worried about.
I mean, he will also probably have to get like 20 sacks or like at least...
Oh, set the all-time record.
I mean... There's also going to be another game, but they're also going to have to make the playoffs, Tony.
Maybe, potentially.
That's my biggest worry about the Buda Baker one is, like, are they going to be good enough to make the playoffs? Probably not.
That division is a fucking...
Yeah.
Good luck, dude.
They might be.
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury, let's see.
Oh, dude.
Olympics. U.S. women's team lost to Sweden.
What happened?
U.S. Olympics women's team soccer lost to Sweden.
Rapinoe didn't score?
Not that I saw. 3-0. Sure, Sweden, you're getting pretty sweet plus money on that one. What are we doing?
So
we play to win the game.
Is there no opening ceremonies?
There is, but so, like soccer, some of the sports, soccer, softball, they start before the ceremony. So they got, you know, enough time for rest in between games, you know, group stage. It's a long night. You know, soccer tournaments aren't quick.
Yeah, I got to dive into the under-23s here, the men's.
Didn't hate that Gabe said that four players from Spain's national. I mean, they could be reserves, but.
Could work both ways, too. They could be gassed.
Oh.
Right?
We'll have to see who they are.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Probably Morata.
I don't think Morata would make the Olympic team. That guy, that was so Morata, dude. He scores the goal to tie it and misses the penalty.
I think U.S. is first official. I think it's an official game, too, because it's Sunday and the games will have started. USA men's basketball minus 11.5 against France.
I mean, there's only two games to worry about on Sunday, Tony.
U.S. Jamaica.
Yeah.
Canada and Qatar.
Costa Rica.
Canada and Costa Rica.
Canada's big dog.
You know, if the U.S. wins and Qatar wins, they play.
I mean, so at this point, whoever's playing Qatar.
Yeah.
Qatar hero.
Yes.
You are playing for the CONCACAF.
Yes, you
are. Let's not forget about this. You're playing for your country, but you're also representing...
It's El Salvador.
The CONCACAF.
It's El Salvador.
So El Salvador, when you take the field, just remember that. This is for CONCACAF.
This is for CONCACAF.
If Qatar wins this thing.
Jay took him to win the whole thing. Jay?
Jay did not.
You turncoat.
Son of a
Stuart,
bitch.
Stuart Sink was one thing, but you bet Qatar.
Yeah, that was rough. I did not bet Qatar, that's for sure.
Stuart Sink really let us down. Normally we have Cupmaker on Wednesdays. He couldn't make it today. 3M Open Championships. If you normally like Cupmaker's picks, just head over to the Cupmaker pod, listen to him. He gives them out on air too.
Yeah, he'll text you.
Yeah, he will text you.
4 a.m., 5 a.m., yeah, midnight.
Does not fuck around. If 10 p.m. I remember the number, I think it's something something golf.
Yeah.
Text golf.
www.golf.cupmaker.
He'll be back on next week.
Sign up for the service, dude.
I think the Tour Junkies want to come in. Come on, they have an Olympic golf preview.
Is golf in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm diving into the fencing.
Big fencing guy.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed the fencing, so.
I have not. I have no respect for the fencers until you use real swords. Show me the blood. If not, it's just me and you and your friends playing Tommy Sticks in the basement.
That checks out.
You don't like
the, I'm not even going to acknowledge. Like, I'm not even going to acknowledge what you fucking said.
Me and the fencers have been going at it for a long time.
I'm well aware.
We've been going at it for quite some time now.
Well, to get back to Olympic odds, the U.S. women's national team for soccer is at plus 105 right now to win the entire tournament. I think that's a great bet.
It's probably a good bet, Mitt.
Because there is no way. They're all pissed probably off now. And there's no way they lose another game.
I'm probably going to... Where is that at? Futures?
Yeah. Futures, women's soccer, and then it's to win it all. The next best is Netherlands at plus 500, which I've never seen them play.
Plus money. I'm gonna do it here, Mitt. Thank you for looking at that. They're allowed to lose one, okay?
Only one, though.
Only one. Don't fucking...
They lose even. Again, are they done?
It's gotta be group, right?
Canada tied Japan, I seen. 1-1.
Better result than a 3-0 loss.
Sweden's a wagon.
Are they?
No idea.
Let's get to a couple calls. Who do I want to go to?
7-0. Are the Reds dead?
Who? No. I was on the Mets. There's a Mickey Mouse pitcher going for the Reds.
No, like I'm saying, are the Reds dead? Like
today?
No, just in general.
No, they've
been shit since the All-Star.
No, they're fine. No, Wade won yesterday.
Talking about playoffs, Tony.
That'll be fun.
You think the Reds make the playoffs?
Let me look at the standings. Let me look at the standings.
Do you look, and then
I don't think they're catching the Brewers.
All of the Brewers keep losing to the fucking
true
Helen Keller.
Reds are 6.5 back on the Brewers. I mean, there's still plenty of time left. Let's take a look at the wild card, okay? They are 5 back of the wild card of the Dodgers and Padres. Right now, the Dodgers and Padres are in the wild card.
Jesus.
Right?
There's a banger.
Because it's the two. Correct?
They had a big walk-off last night, came back.
Yeah. They're 5.5 back of the Padres. That's who they have to catch. The Dodgers came back last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You never know. Hey, you never know. It's a long season left. We haven't even hit the trade deadline.
It's coming up.
Faster than you can even pronounce.
What are we, 9 days
trade out? Deadline. I lost the calls. They're there. I don't know.
9 days out.
Let's see. Where do we want to go?
July 30th, I believe.
We got fucking Tampa, Toronto. Let's go to you know what? Here we go. Baseball futures. Marcus, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
How you doing?
So I wanted to talk about the World Series futures. You're just talking about wild card and everything else. I got Astros Padres. I think Padres are going to go on a hot run, and I mean, I think they're too talented of a team. We have a mandatory fuck the Astros, but damn, are they good?
I don't say mandatory fuck the Astros. I respect what they did. You do too.
No, I don't. You die on that hill alone.
You play to win the games.
No, they're scumbags.
But
I have no problem betting on them, but I don't. Nah.
It's the pitching on those two teams that will determine that.
This is the thing. The Astros pitching has been decent, but you get to the playoffs. Who's going game one? You're going to trust Greinke game one?
No, big series? I think fucking McCullers goes game one at this point.
Well,
sure. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Either way, I would take my chances.
Padres pitching staff.
I think
they got the guys.
I think Oakland's better than the Astros.
Whoa. You're a big A's guy, though.
Love the A's.
You're a big A's guy. Let's get into some games real quick. Seattle and Colorado just kicked off. And by kicked off, I mean first pitch. Kenyon Middleton and Austin Gomer. You know I wanted to take Gomer. He's been out, though, over a month. So I decided, as I did last night with John Means, I was going to stay away after that layoff.
Rockies are up 1-0.
God damn it. I took Gomer.
No, I'm kidding. I took Stroman.
No, I laid off. I laid off with Gomer. Thought about it. Let me see one. Buccos at D-backs, 3:40 Eastern start, 12:40 in the desert. Max Kranick versus Madison Bumgarner. I don't have it here on my sheet, but I'm almost positive that I took Bumgarner here.
Yeah, I'm on the D-backs here. Bumgarner looked good in his first game back, and I think, I don't know what they're going to do with his contract, but I feel like Bumgarner could be a guy who's on the move at the trade deadline, so I feel like he wants to be on a contender, so I feel like he's got some juice left in the tank here.
That's not in my account, but I'm pretty sure I fucking wanted to take it, so I'm gonna take Bumgarner right now.
Yeah.
First five, maybe the line wasn't up. First five, -140, put it on there.
Yeah.
Pirates are not a good road team. Not like the D-backs are a fucking great team either.
D-backs aren't good anywhere. They could play on the fucking moon and they still wouldn't fucking
be. Well, I was looking at first five earliers. Pirates 12-29-7 on the road.
It's pretty good.
First five.
It's pretty good. 12 wins? What are the Diamondbacks? 5-50?
At home they're 21-23-4.
That's pretty good.
On the road they are 14-32. So you want to catch the D-backs. D-backs 7-3 first five in their last 10.
There you go.
We're on the D-backs today.
We don't care about the nine innings D-backs.
No.
You're good in our books.
You're good in our... This game, Padres and Braves, Rice Kinnear and Bryce Wilson. You got a fucking scouting report on these guys, Paul?
We've been waiting all year. I know everyone's been talking about the Rice Kinnear Bryce Wilson matchup. We finally got it here. I mean, it took this long into the season to get it, but we have it, Tony, and this is going to be an absolute dogfight.
You taking anyone there?
No, I ain't touching this thing with a fucking 20-foot pole,
big dogs, dude. You can't take.
Yeah.
Miami at Washington. Don't know who's going for the Marlins yet, but
Neidert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Fetty was going for the Nats.
It was supposed to be Alcantara.
Oh. Fetty's going for the Nats. I almost just fucking took the Marlins. Plus, I
blindly take the Nats here.
The Nats with Fetty.
You like fucking Nicky Neidert?
I mean, I don't like Fetty.
Hold the phone, Neidert. That's been fucking decent.
Yeah, Fetty, last outing, they lost 24-8. He gave up 6 in an inning.
This is a bounce back spot, dude.
Well, he gave up 6 before that, too. 5 the game before that.
I can't. The Marlins are so bad, dude. So bad.
Is Neidert, is it I before E?
Neidert, his last two, has gone 4 innings in each, giving up 1 earned and 0 earned.
Nicky Neidert.
Yeah. Number 29 on his jersey, number 1 in your heart.
He's given up. Did you say the last two he's given up 1?
Yeah.
No, on July 8th, he gave up none.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
And then one.
Jeez.
I'm probably going to stay away from that game, Paul.
Yeah, I don't think there's any need to touch that one.
No. There's some games right here you just,
I can't do it. I tell you, I watched that game last night, but betting on the fucking Marlins is pain.
Gabe, you got some MLB bets today, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, I just got a couple. I'm on the Shy Sox first 5. Dylan Cease has been inconsistent, but he's been better at home. And Pineda's last time out versus the White Sox allowed like 10 hits in 5 innings and 5 runs. So he got very much lit up. I'm also taking the Blue Jays -0.5 against the Red Sox. So hope those hit. And we're down, boys.
Thank you, Gabe.
No, we don't.
Thank you, Gabe.
No, we don't.
All right. Let's talk about those games.
I love the White Sox tonight.
Who's it? Who's going?
We got Cease against Pineda.
Oh.
Yeah. White Sox -145, first 5. Thank you very much.
Dylan Cease has given up 3-2-6 in his last 3. Has Pineda been worse? They were talking about moving him at the deadline.
Man, Robbie Ray has been good for the
Very, Tours. Very good.
But... Sox can mash, too.
Very, very. Pineda's giving up 5-3-2-5.
Sox can mash, my friend.
I know.
I ain't touching that one.
Is it because it's too... Did I stay away because that one is... The line's too big for Toronto?
Well, this guy's laying -0.5.
Yeah, Toronto's -210.
-210? Hold on. Is there a chance we're... Arena +1.5 situation? Hold on, let me
look. First half.
Are we in a plus?
Yeah, you are.
We are?
Yeah. Take the Sox +1.5.
Didn't work out last night, but it should have. It was right there.
So Robbie Ray has gone.
Let's see.
6 and given up 0, 7 given up 0, 7 given up 2 in his last 3 starts.
Is Robbie Ray actually that good, though, or is he due for a stinker?
He's home, right?
Yeah.
Home, he's got a 2.7 ERA. Let's see what he is against Boston this year. He's got a 4.5 ERA against the Sox this year.
You give me the Sox +1.5. I have to.
I'm not going to, hey.
I got to do it.
I'm not going to fucking, this, I'm not going to say you're crazy for
I got to do it.
Sometimes, as a man, you have to do things.
You're going to give the Sox +1.5? It's still Robbie Ray. It ain't fucking
Daisuke Matsuyama.
Randy Johnson, dude.
I don't know why I said Daisuke.
I don't know why I said Randy Johnson.
Well, Randy's very good.
Yeah.
This is the pitching matchup that I wanted to talk about. Matt Moore versus Asher Wojciechowski. Philly at New York. You are going to be surprised to hear me say this. I'm on the Phillies +0.5.
You're going against Wojciechowski?
Yeah.
I mean, I was excited for Niedert, Fetty. I was excited for Nurr and Wilson.
Uh-huh.
But Howard Wojciechowski.
Okay.
This is the pinnacle matchup.
Matt tonight, Moore, since he's become a starter this year.
I don't got Matt Moore.
Who do you have?
I got fucking Spencer Howard.
Well, that changes everything.
That's not good because I have TBD on mine.
TBD is a good pitcher.
I also have TBD.
Spencer Howard.
No, it's fucking Matt Moore.
It was Matt Moore. Now it's Spencer Howard.
What happened?
I don't know. Here, let's see what the... I'm sure the score chat will have the answer for us.
I'm going to go... Let me see here. Let me check this preview here. Now, I was, if it's not Matt Moore, I'm not taking the game. Turns out I already did take it, though, and I did not do the pitcher thing where they must start.
Welcome to the jungle, my friend.
Howard? Is it official?
I mean, this was yesterday. The score had that it wasn't Lauer before anybody else. So, I mean, the score seems pretty up to date on this stuff.
Did not indicate which pitcher would begin the game. Said the Phillies would likely make a few more transactions. Oh,
so Moore's coming in late?
The next person has to step up. Like, we got no fucking idea.
Let's see. Spencer Howard. Needing pitching depth to get through Wednesday night's game with Brox, the Phillies called up potential trade candidate Spencer Howard.
Fucking Wojciechowski.
It's a bullpen game.
Let's go Phillies. Let's go Phillies. It's not what I wanted to hear. Let's just move on, okay?
There's a tweet here that says Spencer Howard is prime Pedro Martinez the first time through the order. So
we're good.
Yeah.
You got anything on Jordan Lyles and Matt Manning?
No. I mean, what is this slate?
It's a tough night. It's a tough night on the ballpark. Kyle Hendricks and Adam Wainwright, I took this.
You're on this?
Yeah.
You first inning guy?
No.
Undy?
No, Wainwright. I'm on Wainwright.
You back on Chucky Ballgame?
Wainwright minus the fucking minus 140.
Hell yeah.
Fair play, man.
Chicago, again. They go in these fucking spurts. They cannot hit again.
Hell yeah.
Give me Wainwright.
Ah, man.
Eli Morgan and Lance McCullers, Houston's going to lay a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to take this if the Astros were minus a half, but unfortunately it's minus 1.5, and that scares the shit.
Do we know who's going tonight in Giants and Dodgers yet?
Yeah, we got Logan Webb.
Thought he went last night.
Nah. Gausman went the other night. Who started last night? Alex Wood started last night.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Webb against Julio
Urias.
Yeah.
So I didn't look at this because I thought for some reason I confused Alex Wood and Logan Webb. Very similar names.
Hey.
Alex, Logan Webb has gone 4 innings, given up 1, 3 and given up none, 5 and given up 1, 6-0, 6-1.
Yeah. I mean, I'm running out.
Are they getting a half?
I'm running out of room on my tombstone, but.
Are they giving a half? Are they getting a half?
It's hit the first two games of this series. Giants plus a half. I mean, I have to take it.
I'm going to go to the loony bin with you on that one, Pop.
I have to take it. I mean, I can't.
My picks tonight, Phillies plus a half. It's already in. I have to take it.
Spencer Howard's probably Pedro first time through the order.
You
figure it out after that.
But I have to. Cards first five money line with Wainwright, and then Giants plus a half.
I have Diamondbacks first five money line.
Oh, I have them too.
White Sox first five money line.
I'm an idiot.
Giants first five plus a half. And the loony bin pick, Red Sox plus 1.5.
Hey, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Good fucking good luck to you, pal.
Fucking Brewers stink, dude.
What do you mean?
Hold on. First and third? Come on.
We got a chance here.
We're in the fourth.
We got a chance here.
Give me a push. I'll take a push.
Let's go to the phones. I laid a half. So
you laid a half?
Yeah.
You're a wild man.
Yeah.
I almost want to take the Astros minus 1.5.
don't do it. Jay from Pittsburgh, what do you got? Not you.
Well, you guys kind of went over it already, but I found the boat rocked earlier, plus a half for plus 130, and I just actually doubled down on them with the plus 1.5, and I was wondering what you guys thought about the Cubs versus the Redbirds, plus 140 for zero runs in the first inning.
Thank you, Jay. Gumby thought I was going with Redbirds, Cubs, first inning, no run.
2-1, Brewers 1-0, guy on first.
We need a bump. I don't hate the first inning, no runs. Like I said, Wainwright against the Cubs, I think is a good matchup. And then
Hendricks is decent, man.
You just never know.
No run in the first on that game is boosted on FanDuel to plus 140.
Well, now that's the odds boost. Now I have to take it. You serious, Mitt?
Yeah, that's the only MLB odds boost for tonight.
Oh, we got the fucking...
I'm taking it.
We got the MLS odds boost, don't we?
I got no money left in my...
There was some soccer odds boost. I didn't read
it. Yeah, both NYCFC and Red Bulls to win in 90 minutes. Something to think about there, Po.
I mean, NYCFC has lost two straight and playing Montreal, who's won three straight.
Something to think about. Something to think about.
I'll pass.
Mitt, you distracted me. I don't know where I'm going. Austin from Denver, what do you got?
Oh, what's going on, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
I was thinking NFL week one, man. Obviously a Broncos fan out here in Denver. But they're favored to win by just 1 point out there against the Giants. And the over-under is at 42.5. I'm thinking both these teams are going to come out pretty slow and maybe a little bit sloppy in week one, man. So 21 points per side seems like a lot for a game that might finish like 10-17 or 13-17. You can parlay those together for plus 271, man.
Thank you, Austin. I am not going to take the – if anything, I think I'd take the Giants in this situation. But I probably will be on the under 42.5. I like where you're coming from there.
Yeah, Joe Judge.
Giants were a great under team last year.
Joe Judge got the boys buzzing.
A great under team last year.
Oh, man. Fucking just laid down a beautiful bunt. Guy picked it up in play.
And?
We got Brewers first and second.
No, one out.
One out.
Over under 2020. Where is... Who are we talking about? New York, right?
Yep.
New York Jets, New York Giants. Guess what they were? 13-3 to the under last year.
Yeah. But Danny Dimes with all his weapons.
Especially when Colt came in for that little bit of a run. They were under machine.
That
dude.
Was tough.
They were awesome. I knew I remembered them being a great under team.
Oh, this guy. Is this reviewable?
What's that?
Ball on the line?
No idea.
That was in play, dude.
I can't wait to... I am so excited to take unders again in the NFL.
Come on, Brewers.
What are you doing taking unders for?
Hey, we're totally the unders.
Porter from Tampa, what do you got?
Where's Jackson?
Hammer down.
Where is Jackson? Does anyone know where Jackson's at? Go ahead,
Porter. How you going, boys?
How you doing?
Left home last week. I haven't seen him
since. Pretty good. You know, down in Tampa, NHL season winding down. You
it's
Tampa
dead.
Coming out victorious.
Uh-huh.
All the NHL analyst stooges breaking all the picks today for the Seattle expansion draft, but I got one pick for you.
Okay.
So the Tampa Bay Lightning are plus 750 to win the Cup next year. Three-peat. With the Vegas Golden Stooges right in front of them.
Oh, dude.
I'm hammering that pick all day.
Sounds like a homer pick.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a homer pick to you?
Nah.
Yeah.
They can't. The team that won it this year, guess what?
Yeah.
Can't have that team again. It's illegal.
Oh, yeah. It's down the line.
How many scored? We fucking bringing in two?
We're tied up, guys. God, guys on second and third.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Go! Yes! I should have just laid the 180 or whatever it was.
I think it was 160.
Nah, not when I had it.
Oh, yeah.
Because laying a half got me in minus 120.
fucking Yelich goes the other way, just slaps it down the line.
Yeah, I got the Brewers minus a half, minus 122. On.
Let's go.
I also got a parlay with the fucking Phillies and Cards. I probably should have found out who's
all
pitching.
We need is a sack fly, dude. That's all we need.
D-backs and Giants got that one parlayed too.
Sack fly for the win.
That's it.
That's all we need. Who's up here?
Lay down a squeeze.
Who's up here?
How about we just lay down a squeeze here, pal?
I mean, I got no problem with it.
Is this game on TV?
MLB TV.
Is that where you're watching it right now?
Yeah. Do you want my login?
No. Hey. Don't you worry about what's going on.
If you see Extra Innings is free right now?
No, what's Extra Innings?
So Extra Innings is basically MLB TV on cable. I don't know how long it's free for.
TV on cable.
But it is free right now.
What channel is that?
I got like 30.
It's in like the 3300s. Do you have like the voice? Do you have the voice activated remote, Mitt?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, just say.
It's like MLB TV.
If you just say MLB into the remote, all the games
Mitt,
pop
you're not
up.
Gonna watch a fucking baseball game, dude.
I mean, now that like basketball's over, I don't have anything to do.
See, I'm watching MLB.com or MLB right now, and I got Bumgarner pitching to the Pirates.
What
the game that is on for me is Pirates D-backs.
What are you on?
MLB TV.
Yeah, you just got the free game. Oh, yeah, like I have the full package.
Sorry, the MLB Network is what I'm on.
Yeah, I'm on MLB TV.
Are we still? Is he still at bat? Nothing's happened.
Okay, just pitched the first pitch. They had came out to talk to Keller. Says, "Fuck, we know you stink. Getting out."
Who's up to bat?
I have no idea. Willie
Nelson.
Willie Adams.
Bill Adams. Me.
Yeah, 16 home runs this season. We don't need a dinger, just a sack fly. Roll me over.
Bumgarner got the first out.
Oh,
of the game.
Get in. Yes. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. What a fucking win, dude.
It's going to be a good night.
Let's go.
It's going to be a good night.
Fucking Brewers.
Go.
Yes.
Hey.
I knew you stunk, Keller.
You're not dead until you're dead.
I knew you stunk, Keller.
That's awesome.
That's good baseball.
That's awesome.
That's good baseball.
Needed that.
I could use a big night.
Needed that.
Kind of treading water here, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, that's all right. We're in the dog days.
Yeah, it's been...
That's huge.
Sunday I was 4-3-1, though, which is it was better. Sunday seemed to be the day that slapped me in the face.
But, these get-out days you don't like.
But when I look at the games on Sunday, like, they're like every one, I'm like, that's a good game. That's a good game.
First thing I do when I wake up in the morning, like, my alarm goes off and need to wake up a little bit before I get my day started, so I lay there and I look at the games.
Yeah.
I don't like, I just look at who's going.
Yeah.
And then when I get here, I do more research. I looked at the pitchers this morning and I said, oh, that's going to be a tough day.
Yeah. There wasn't much to like. Nah. I looked at it last night before I fucking crashed. I was like, see who's going. That's tough.
Tomorrow, let me see who's going tomorrow. Oh, maybe tomorrow we'll have a better day.
Tony, it makes me feel so much more comfortable that you also check your FanDuel account right when you wake up. I thought that I actually starting to have a problem.
Absolutely have to. Tomorrow,
we got a full slate tomorrow?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games. But there's some good matchups. Discofani versus Walker Buehler.
Huh. Reds.
Manea versus Flexen.
No.
Yeah.
A's Mariners.
You're gonna have a hard time betting this series.
First inning draw.
Andrew Haney versus Kenta Maeda. I think I can't remember.
Haney.
Adbert Alzale versus Kwang Yun Kim, who has been making me a bunch of money.
Fucking Kim.
Chucky Morton's gone. We'll see who's going for the Phillies. Folty's going tomorrow. I normally fade him.
Manea Flexen.
Uh-huh.
So Flexen will be plus a half at home.
Probably.
Fuck. Fuck. Come on. Give it to me again, dude.
When's the Gold Cup start?
Saturday. We don't got nothing till Saturday. Good matchups, though.
Qatar, El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras.
Come on, El Salvador.
Sunday, we got
Fucking bangers, dude. We
you
got,
doing spaces again this weekend?
I don't know.
I heard that
it was electric when you were live home run derby on spaces, your brother-in-law. That was definitely hit its peak. It was all downhill after that.
Could you hear the background noise?
Oh, yeah. They said, and now up Diggs. And I was yes. But, yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe, maybe not.
Hey.
Who knows?
Big Brewers
win. Who knows what Saturday holds?
Big Brewers win.
Massive. Needed it to start the day. Let's go, Mad Bum. Keep it going.
At this point, I'm not even sure who I have left tonight.
Not much.
D-backs, Giants plus the half, Phillies plus the half. Didn't even want that one in the Cardinals.
This Red Sox plus 1.5 probably smacked me in the mouth. But
nah, you'll be fine.
Marco Gonzalez almost did it. Maybe Garrett Richards can do it.
Oh, I got more money back in my account from the win. What did I want to bet, Mitt?
You wanted to bet the U.S. women's soccer team to win the gold medal at plus 105.
I did that. I got that one. It must have been another one, though.
You wanted to bet the under of the Broncos, New York Giants,
oh, no, no, no.
Or Jets game.
No, I will. Giants I will game. Bet that at the time. I think I was going to take the boost. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to take.
No run scored first inning.
Yeah, that bet.
Thank you.
Texas and Oklahoma reach out to SEC about joining conference.
Really? So if that happens, the Big 12 is dead.
Yeah. It's different down here.
Be careful what you root for. Or be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Be careful what you root for, too.
Be careful what you fucking root for. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Rollover to what? 1,500?
1,500, baby. Fucking, how long is this series between the Mariners and A's? This is
probably three or four.
All over the weekend, too, is going to cripple four. Me.
Dude, how long is this Cubs Cardinals series going to go on for? Is this the fourth game? Seriously?
Yeah, it is.
I've bet every single one.
Have you?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, those are my only wins. I'm pumped on the Cardinals.
Hey.
You see somebody bet $1,000 on Josh Rosen to be the week one starter for the 49ers?
So they're just hoping for injuries, or?
It would win $33,000.
Hey. Why not?
That's gambling, baby.
Why not? Can't thank you guys enough. Love you.
Hey.
Love you. See you tomorrow. Hammer.
Good luck. God bless. Dad.
Good luck. God bless. Dad.